The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. Well, it's December 30th, and tomorrow is New Year's Eve, so it's New Year's Eve. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the top dental stories of 2012, and then we'll probably also talk about some other dental stories from 2012 if we have time. One of the things, well, let me just remind folks, please go to our Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko, Metinus and Associates, and like us. I'd appreciate that. Also, if you could, when you go to drkvitko.com or dentallyspeaking.com, there's a Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund icon. If you click on that, it allows you to make a donation to help us with our Dentistry from the Heart event, our Team Smile event, and our 7th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic golf outing to raise money for Down Syndrome, the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. All right, now, today's topic, as I said, is the top dental stories of 2012. And my favorite story, it just happened. It was just released, I think, last week. U.S. News. U.S. News listed their top 100 jobs for 2013. And guess what? The top job, according to them, is being a dentist. Being a dentist in 2013 out of 100. That's pretty cool. And I just need to find more information about it. and remember that because that's going to be an important question later for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Okay, well, you know what? I'll find more information out about that in just a minute. But let's go on with, okay, so here's one. One of the top 12 dental stories, Zuckerberg. I didn't know this, but Mark Zuckerberg's dad was a dentist. And apparently in 2004, Mark Zuckerberg turned to his father, Edward, for startup capital for Facebook. Dr. Zuckerberg, who was a dentist in Dobbs Ferry, New York, loaned his son the money. And I guess he gave him, in exchange, he gave him something like 2 million shares of the stock in the company, but they were supposed to expire in 1 year, which, of course, was long before they brought the company grew and before it became publicly traded. And so when it did become publicly traded, the board of directors decided that it wasn't fair to Mark's dad that none of his shares would still be valid, and they went ahead and kind of honored the original 2 million share offer that his son had given him, and so he is now worth $60 million. $60 million. So I guess the moral of that story is the only way to become rich as a dentist is to have a son or a daughter who's starts some kind of a internet startup company. Dentists actually do okay, and that's probably why it was listed as one of the top 100, actually the top of all of the 100 top jobs for 2013 by U.S. News. But, dentists, I believe, have the ability to have a comfortable living, but you never really hear of dentists becoming multi-millionaires. You just hear that they're doing okay. And that seems to be the case. I would say with maybe physicians too, you don't get wealthy as a medical professional, but you do okay. You're not wondering where your next meal is going to come from by any means, but I have a brother who is in business and he has the ability, the company that he's working for now, he's like the COO or something, third in command, and he gets these stock options. I guess he gets, let's see, it's 0.1% or something. Anyway, the company was sold for $1.9 billion, and if he can somehow double the size of the company, he'll have, I don't know, $4 million or something as just like, you know, sitting there for him. That would be neat too. Let's see here. Okay, I did find the story from U.S. News, and it was just last week. And the criteria for the occupations that made the list are jobs that offer great employment opportunities, a good salary, a manageable work-life balance, and job security. I'll tell you that my wife probably doesn't believe I have the work-life balance because I am a little bit of a workaholic, a lot of a workaholic. I think most other dentists are asleep right now. But anyway, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics forecast that employment of dentists is expected to grow by 21% from 2010 to 2020, faster than the average for all occupations. Now, that could be that only 40% of the nation goes to the dentist on a regular basis, and it's part of why I do the show, is to get those of you that don't go to start going. So think about that. That's almost half. So if you 40% or almost half of the nation start going, we're going to need twice as many dentists, right, to take care of you. But that's okay. It says dentists will continue to see an increase in public demand for their services as studies continue to link oral health to overall health. Now, part of the growth is expected to come from the aging baby boom generation, who are predicted to need more complicated dental work as they continue to age, and the number of dentists is not expected to keep pace with this increased demand for boomer dental services. Now, it talks about, and by the way, I am seeing that because I've been doing these long 8-10 hour appointments where, and by the way, when we do that, they're sedated, so it's okay. They don't know they've been there that long, I swear. You can wake somebody up, or when you let them wake up completely after a long appointment like that and just kind of ask them how long they think they've been there, they'll say, I don't know, an hour, two, which is good. Now, it says rural dentists continue to decline throughout the United States. The ADA's Dental Health Policy Analysis Series reports that almost 90% of all dentists are located in metropolitan areas. Less than 1% are located in rural areas. About 8% of the U.S. counties have no active dentists practicing within the county. I did not realize that. That's actually a pretty low number. And by the way, in today's dispatch, there's a special section called To Your Health, and it's about dentistry. And I almost changed the focus of my show to cover that, but I think what we'll do is we'll talk about that on a future show, maybe next week. But it's section F of the dispatch. And let me just say that one of the stories in there talks about the access to care issues and the lack of dental or care dentists in rural areas. And of course, the reason is so many people on Medicaid and the dental reimbursement level for that care from the government is so low that dentists can't really afford to keep their doors open if they accept it, so they don't. And it talks about some of the, I don't know if we really have a plan, because Obamacare didn't really deal with dentistry for adults, it just did for children a little bit. And so that's going to continue to be an issue. But hopefully our legislators, what am I talking about? They can't even figure out the fiscal cliff thing. They're not going to figure out how to provide funding for dental care. I don't know. It's kind of sad. Hopefully they'll come up with something. Now, talking about the level of dentists, you know, the number of dentists, data from the ADA reveals the total predoctoral enrollment was at its highest level during the late 70s and through the early 80s. That would include me, because I entered dental school in 1977 or 8, whatever it was. With peak enrollment of 22,842 in the 1980-81 academic year. So in the last 10 years, that has only risen 1.7%, while the demand has gone up dramatically. I just made up a new word. That's like strategery. Dramatically. let's see. Now, something that they did ignore, the U.S. News folks ignored the fact that in 2007, the average for all dental school graduates with debt averaged 172,627 of those graduating from a public school, $148,777. So I guess the ADA doesn't necessarily agree with U.S. News because of all of that debt just to get the job. And, you know, think about it. If you have a business job, you don't really have debt. You went to college. You may have a little bit of college debt, but dental school is very expensive. And it's hard to get through dental school without debt. I know I took 15 years to pay back my loans. And by the way, when you do that, the amount of money that you spend every month would buy probably the highest end car out there. And yet you're driving around in a car held together with duct tape and paint. that's what I did. I know my daughter, the veterinarian, she's, you know, nervous about paying back her debt. She's finishing up residency. And then my daughter, that's the other daughter that's a physical therapist, she has the same thing where she has this high debt. And she has to spend more money a month on that loan payment than she does on her rent and her utilities combined. But that's life. That's the way it is. Okay, so we started off with Mark Zuckerberg's dad being worth $60 million and his dad being a dentist, which I did not know. And another story that is one of the top 12 is Sesame Street's new oral health multimedia kit. Sesame Street characters Elmo and Abby Cadabby are reaching out to preschool children, parents, caregivers, and health professionals with important oral health messages through Sesame Workshop's latest oral health outreach effort. And that's pretty cool because when you catch kids at a young age, you make dentistry important to them. They will learn good habits. They might even teach their parents a thing or two. And, you know, it's something that any habit that you develop, whether it's showering, exercising, eating right, anything that you can develop as a young child is something that will stay with you. And for parents, I want to remind parents that kids learn by example. So they'll learn to brush their teeth if they see you brush theirs. Kind of like a little boy that wants to shave with his dad. You know, they put the shaving cream on their face and they don't have a blade in their little razor, but they're there mimicking dad. A lot of parents think that the best way to teach your child how to, say, take care of your teeth is when you don't take care of yours and you have to have it extracted, you bring home this ugly, god-awful, rotten tooth and you say, look, if you don't brush your teeth, that's what's going to happen to you. And you think that works, but it really doesn't because the kids are going, well, hey, you know, hey, work for you. You're doing okay. So what? You lost a tooth. Anyway, there are obviously, I'm going to have to go faster if I'm going to get through all of these because it's already time for our first commercial break. But stay with me because when we come back, we're going to talk about 10 more of the top dental stories of 2012.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko, ici sur votre radio préférée on Sunny 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Hey!
right, we're back, and we are talking about the top 12 dental stories of 2012, and the one that we talked about before the break was about Sesame Street and how they're reaching out, and obviously they do it in bilingual media, and it just helps children get a great start on dental care. The next of the top 12 stories is more Americans are seeking dental care, something we just talked about with the U.S. News. However, what's happening is more Americans are turning to the emergency room for routine dental care, a choice that often costs 10 times more than preventative care and offers far fewer treatment options than a dental office. So this goes back to Medicaid not paying dentists enough to keep the doors open, and people still have the toothaches and the infections and the swelling. So what do? They go to the emergency room. And in fact, one of the stories that we'll be talking about, there's this whole comparison of just the cost of all of the, an emergency room visit as opposed to just going to the dental office. Now, I'll get the details later, but I do remember in my research, $756 is the average cost of a visit to the emergency room for somebody who has a toothache, and yet $176 would cover the cost of going to a dental office to have an exam, a cleaning, and some x-rays. And so, you know, it's very clear that we need to get people to go to a dentist and get the preventative care so that they don't wind up in the emergency room with the emergency care. Now, all emergency room physicians can really do, honestly, is to give somebody pain medicine. I mean, they don't have an oral surgeon. They don't have a dentist. They can't extract the tooth. They can't fix a tooth. So they just give them some pain medicine until they can get to the dentist. But anybody that's ever had a really bad toothache, you know that pain pills alone do not take care of your toothache. They just don't. It's just too painful. Somebody told me once they thought it was because it was between the brain and the heart, why dental pain hurts so badly. I don't know if that's true or not, but it somehow makes sense. And so keep in mind, you know, it's just better if you're one of those 40%, you're staying home, you're not going. Because you might remember I interviewed some people last week, and it was, what do you do in the event that when you get a toothache, what do you do until you can get to a dentist? And in some people's case, that means forever, for years. And the one gentleman had been dealing with his pain for a couple of years, and he goes, oh, you know, it kind of goes away, and then it comes back, and he didn't really have a plan, and he said it was because he was busy, and I surmised that it was because he was probably afraid. A lot of guys are afraid, and they won't admit it. It doesn't matter how big, how strong. In fact, the bigger, the stronger they are, the more sensitive it seems they are in the dental chair. It's weird. Oh, by the way, I need to give credit where credit is due. The top 12 dental stories that I'm using came from dentalplans.com. Okay, it's the Dental Hygiene's go-to guide for everything dental-related. Okay, I want to make sure that I'm not plagiarizing. And I should have mentioned that sooner. Okay, the next story. So we had Mark Zuckerberg's dad is worth $60 million, who happens to be a dentist. Sesame Street's an oral health care multimedia kit. More Americans seeking dental treatment at the ER. That was a story by USA Today, by the way. And then the next one is discount plans are poised for growth. This is from Employee Benefit News. As employers continue to shift costs, move to consumer-driven health plans, and in some cases discontinue dental coverage altogether, discount dental plans could be poised for growth. Now, the discount dental plans, what can I say? In most cases, these are plans where, in order to be on them, the dentist is agreeing, just like some of the other listed plans, they're agreeing to work for a really big discount. And what I don't like about them is that you don't know that you're on a discount plan. You think that you're getting the same dental care when you're really being treated like a second-class citizen and you don't know it. I mean, let's face it, what do you use to decide if you have a good dentist? They're a nice guy or gal, and they don't hurt you, so you think they're a great dentist. And they could be a terrible dentist, but if you like them and they don't hurt you, then you're going to go back. Granted, those are two great qualities in dentists, but only, you know, unless you have a degree in dentistry, you wouldn't know if you're going to, if you're getting great care. I can tell by looking at x-rays, I can tell by looking at photos. You'd be amazed at the kind of things that we see and just want to, like, you just want to scream at times. Give you an example. I had a patient come into me and she said, you know, there's something over here by my new crown. It's not that old. And she goes, it looks like I have a bone or something growing out of my gum. And I went back to my dentist who did the crown and they said, well, it's really, you know what, it's no big deal. It's not really a problem right now. If it ever becomes a problem, we'll deal with it then. But the patient didn't like having this over there. It would collect food. It was kind of irritating. And so I took a look, and what it was, well, picture a molar. Think of a four-leaf clover for a moment, and just picture that's a tooth, okay? Well, when they prepared the tooth for the crown, they missed one of the leaves of the clover. They missed one of the lobes completely and had like a three-leaf clover covered with the crown, and the fourth one was sticking out the side. Missed it. Don't know where they were looking. They had one eye shut, both eyes shut, but they basically missed it. And why they didn't take care of it when the patient went back, I don't know, other than it would have taken them time and money. But the patient deserved to have this done correctly. And what happens when you have these plans is there's so little money the dentist is being paid, and they have to do everything really quick and use inexpensive labs, cheap labs. And by the way, one of the top stories that I'll be talking about later, it's an old story now, but it was at the beginning of the year, is lead in crowns. Lead in porcelain, that usually from China. Labs that are over in China where some dentists are shipping their cases overseas to save money, and then we're finding out that there's lead in the crowns. But that's kind of, I'm kind of getting off the subject a little bit. Okay, so when you have a discount plan, if you, in fact, it's funny because people come in and they'll say, I have this plan, you're not on the list, would you consider being on the list? And I say, no, I don't want to be on that list, and they look at me like I'm crazy. And by the way, the insurance companies try to use our patients against us by telling the patient, well, why don't you just ask Dr. Kvitko if he'll join our list? And they think it's so simple. So I get this big packet, you know, this manila envelope size thing in the mail that has all these documents they want me to sign to be on the list. And then it has a fee schedule and it tells me how much I'm going to get paid for the various procedures. And I look at that and I think, I can't keep the doors open for that. And in fact, if you have a listed plan, here's how you know, when I say second-class citizen, if they cancel your appointment a lot, you might get a call and says, oh, we forgot the doctor's on vacation, we need to reschedule you. You think that's, you know, reasonable. Sounds like they're telling you the truth, right? And then you might get a call a couple weeks later, right before your appointment, and say, oh, we're so sorry, but we double booked. We forgot that we had this patient down and they were down first. So can we need to reschedule you again? And they'll have good reasons, but what's happening is you're being rescheduled because they have a patient who's a full-paying patient, a patient who has regular insurance or has none, which is even better because they're going to get paid for what they do. And they know that in your case, they're probably going to get $60 for a $100 procedure. So that's kind of a good indicator of how you can tell. And the listed plans, think about it. Why does your insurance company care where you go? Why do they care? Why do they care what dentist you go to? I mean, you can't drive very far without running into a dental office, literally. And so why do they care? The only reason they care is, guess who makes more money when you go to a listed dentist? The insurance company. The patient always loses. Now, I didn't want to make this about insurance, and I know I get off on a tangent a lot when it comes to insurance. But I can't help it. I can't help it. Okay, so it says the discount plans are poised for growth because what's going to happen with Obamacare, and I can't remember the real name of it right now, but employers are going to find that there's an incentive to drop the insurance plan altogether because the penalty for not offering health insurance to their employees is $2,000 a person. But the cost of providing the health insurance is more than $2,000 a person. So that's the knock on Obamacare, is it's really going to create kind of like a socialized medicine and dental system where everybody's on the public assisted plan. Now, it remains to be seen, and maybe they'll figure it out, but that's kind of where we're headed. Okay, let's see. How are we doing? Okay, so we are up to number 5. This is a New York Times story. And what it is it says that preschoolers in surgery for a mouthful of cavities. For the first time in 40 years, the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control, noted an increase in the number of preschoolers with cavities in a 5-year study. Dentists nationwide say they're seeing more preschoolers with 6 to 10 cavities or more. Now think about that for a moment, because for decades, the incidence of decay has been going down. It's just been going down, and we kind of almost were lulled to sleep thinking that dental decay is a thing of the past. And now we find, you know, it's been 40 years, but now we're finding that the incidence is actually going up. Now, why is it going up? Well, one reason is, and one of the stories we're going to talk about is fluoridation, because believe it or not, there are still places that aren't fluoridated, and there are some cities that were and aren't anymore, and there's some that took it away and brought it back. But we kind of have been lulled to sleep thinking that we can eat anything we want, we can drink anything we want, and we don't really have to go to the dentist, just brush your teeth and you'll be fine. When in fact, here's one of the things that happened, bottled water. Bottled water doesn't have fluoride in it. They've taken all the minerals, all the, you know, all of the ions out of it. Fluoride's an ion. And so kids who used to get the benefit of the fluoridated water that came out of the tap aren't getting, they could live in a fluoridated town and still be getting the cavities of somebody that's growing up in a non-fluoridated city. I can tell you, when a child comes to my office, I can tell right away if they've grown up in an area with fluoride or not. And I'll say to them, you have well water, don't you? And the mom or dad will look at me like, how do you know? I said, because your kid has cavities. Kids don't get cavities if they live in a fluoridated area. For the most part, they may get one or two little ones. But in the case of this article in the New York Times, they were highlighting this little girl, Devin Coaster, 2.5 years old. She had, 11 of his 20 baby teeth had cavities. 11 of them, more than half. Plus, the pediatric dentist extracted 2 incisors and performed a root canal and a molar and gave the rest fillings and even crowns. And this is in a 2.5-year-old. That's honestly, that's an age that most people don't even have brought their child to the dentist yet. In fact, 2.5 is when you should bring your child to the dentist for the first time. So, you know, parents, pay attention. I mean, if you're making formula for your child, make it with tap water. Don't make it with the bottled water. Okay, make sure there's fluoride in it. And if you don't want fluoride in everything, there's a thing called Luride, L-U-R-I-D-E. Your dentist can prescribe. It's drops. It's fluoride drops. And it comes with a little eyedropper. And you just give your child a dose every day based on their age. You'll give them either half a drop, 3/4 of a drop, or a whole drop. I'm sorry, a whole little dropper, the little dropper thing, not a drop. You can't do half a drop. but anyway, who wants a 2.5-year-old to have to sit through, you know, two extractions, a crown, fillings? It's not right. And it's almost child abuse. And it's possible that the parents were, you know, their parents did the same thing or didn't take them to the dentist when they should have and just didn't know any better. In fact, there are stories where the mom will bring the child in to a dental appointment and mom might have a little sippy cup, and in the sippy cup would be Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew. I mean, that's almost the worst thing you can do. There's actually a name for all of the decay that creates. It's called Mountain Dew mouth. If it made it into the textbooks, you know it's pretty serious because we don't necessarily like promoting a certain product. In fact, you know, we're saying don't give your kids Mountain Dew. Certainly don't give it to them on a regular basis. And before we go to break, let me just mention pop in general, because Mountain Dew is not the only culprit. Before we go to break, I also have to remind you of Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, thanks to my producer. I'll do that. But before we go to break, okay, it's not just Mountain Dew. Any soda pop has acid in it. All soda pops have acid, and it's acid that causes decay. It's not the sugar. It's acid. Well, where's the acid come from? It comes from bacteria that are living in your mouth anyway. Everyone has, you know, billions of bacteria in their mouth. Well, the bacteria thrive on the sugar that's in the pop, and it's even the diet. Don't think because if you're doing diet, you're okay. But anyway, so the bacteria, because they all have acid, but the bacteria create even more acid because they metabolize the sugars that are in there, and they can metabolize complex sugars. It doesn't just have to be sucrose or glucose, and they give off acid as byproducts. So now you have the acid from the pop, and you have the acid from the bacteria, and before you know it, you have this rampant decay that's just everywhere. Okay. Now, before we go to the next break, let me just tell you that soon I'm going to give out Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. So I want you to remember, U.S. News came up with the top 100 jobs that they say will be in 2013. And guess what? Dentist was the number one job for 2013. Also, before we go to a break, let me mention that podcasts of these shows, all of the shows I've ever done, are available at dentallyspeaking.com and iTunes and on sunny95.com, I think the last year's worth of shows. And one more plug for the Dr. Kavicko Charitable Fund. If you would be so moved as to go to either dentallyspeaking.com or drkavicko.com and make a donation to help me put on these charitable events and help treat the people who have let their mouths get in this condition, I would really appreciate it. When we do Dr. Kavicko's question of the day, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business, and it's usually on Tuesday afternoon. But this year, Tuesday is New Year's Day. It's a holiday. So not going to be on Tuesday. It's probably going to be Wednesday or Thursday, and I have to talk to the florist, so we'll just say Wednesday or Thursday. Okay. Before we do the question, I need you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, last week, U.S. News released their list of the 100 best jobs for 2013. Which job was listed as the best? Was it A, firefighter, B, computer technician, C, physician, or D, dentist? All right. The phone number, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. The winner will receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Wednesday or Thursday afternoon. And so go ahead and call now. We'll probably go with caller number 4.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito. Make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavicko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavicko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavicko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kavicko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavicko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station, Sony 95.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
All right, we're back, and we have four callers on hold, and we said we're going to go with caller number four. What we have is we have on line one, Joyce, we have on line two, Sarah, on line three, Marianne, and on line four, Jennifer. So we said line four. We're going to go to Jennifer first and see if Jennifer has the right answer. Hi, Jennifer, how are you?
Hi, Brian, how are you?
This is Dr. Kvitko. I don't go by my first name. Not sure who this is.
Okay. Hi, sir.
Okay. Jennifer, what do you have an answer to the question of the day?
Yes, I do. It was the dentist.
The dentist, that's correct. You're going to win free flowers from Vice Timber Florist, probably on Wednesday or Thursday because of the holiday. And if you'll hang on the line, we'll get that information from you, okay? And
okay,
so, Marianne, Sarah, and Joyce, thanks for calling, but maybe try in next week. Okay, thanks so much. All right, so now we're going to go back to our list of the top 12 stories that we have for 2012. The next one is Teach Me How to Brushy Video. This was a CBS News story. It's a song called Teach Me How to Brushy, set to the tune of Kaylee Swag District's Teach Me How to Dougie, is attempting to teach young kids how to take care of their teeth in a fun way. And that's pretty cool because, again, you know, and there's a music video you can go to if you are able to find this. If you go to, if you just do a search that says top 12 dental stories of 2012, remember I said this was posted by Dental Hygiene? It was posted on December 20th, so maybe you can click on it and listen to the video. The PSA was created by the Oregon Dental Association, by the way, and they wanted to create a fun, interactive tool that parents could use to get their kids excited about good dental habits. The Oregon Dental Association president-elect, Dr. Jill Price, one of the stars of the video, and in a statement to ABC News, the mouth is a major health center in the body. Unhealthy mouths can lead to diabetes, heart issues, and worse. Okay. So that was, by the way, number six. I don't know if these are in special order. I think they're just the top 12. So, okay, the next one is America's Dental Care Crisis. This was a PBS Frontline story, and it says more than 100 million Americans don't go to the dentist because they can't afford it. New research released from the Kaiser Family Foundation highlights just how dire our dental system has become. And, you know, we keep talking about this, and again, it's one of the reasons that I do the show is I hope to wake up the legislators. I hope to wake up folks. You know, if you're sitting around waiting for dental insurance, a job that offers you dental insurance before you go and get your teeth taken care of, that's not a good plan. It's really not. It's a recipe for disaster. And honestly, when you, even those who have insurance, what happens is insurance, as you know, hasn't really increased what they pay for dental care in 53 years. Well, it'll be 53 years come Tuesday. It's only 52 years, 364 days right now. But they still pay $1,000, which they did in 1960. So people who say, I just want what my insurance covers, or I'm just going to do my, I'll just get whichever teeth I can get fixed until my insurance runs out for the year. What happens is they'll never get their mouth healthy, because what right now might be a small cavity becomes a medium-sized cavity this, you know, next year. And while they're waiting on that one, while that one's waiting its turn to get fixed, the bigger cavities become root canals, and the root canals that aren't treated become extractions, and the extractions that, after the teeth are extracted, if you don't get an implant or a bridge or a partial, then everything, the arch collapses, the teeth start to shift, and before you know it, you have this jumbled mess, and it's so expensive then to correct. Okay, so let's talk about the seventh top story, the one about the dental care crisis. And again, it was by a PBS. So it says, it says more than 100 million Americans don't go to the dentist because they can't afford it. Instead, they end up broke, in severe pain, and struggling to get by. Sometimes they even die. And I've highlighted the story of DeMonte Driver, a 12-year-old boy in Maryland that died in 2007. There was a gentleman right here in Ohio, down in Cincinnati, that died last year of a dental infection that was untreated. And so research released this summer from the Kaiser Family Foundation highlights just how dire our dental system has become. 1 in 4 children have untreated tooth decay. Now the most common chronic illness among school-age children. Adults fare no better. And 1 in 4 Medicare beneficiaries are missing all of their teeth. 25%, a problem that threatens not only among the elderly, but also the very poor. Low-income families and racial and ethnic minorities tend to be disproportionately affected because they tend to lack access to care, according to the Kaiser Foundation. Part of the problem is that many people don't have dental insurance and can't afford steep out-of-pocket costs for care. Medicare offers no dental coverage unless it's connected to a medical procedure. Poor children are covered by Medicaid, but many dentist offices turn them away because the profit margins are so low. You know, and we just talked about that. In 2009, according to the Kaiser data, 19 million children had no dental insurance, more than twice the number who went without health insurance. Low-income adults receive limited Medicaid benefits for dental care, but even those who have been threatened by the economy, 13 states recently said that they cut dental benefits for adults in 2011 or plan to do so this year. With so many people without dental coverage, private companies have sprung up to offer care for those in need, but is it working? And, of course, I think we talked about that, but this Kaiser Foundation, they've created this little film where they look at two companies whose practices raised questions. One was the dental chain Cool Smiles that treats children on Medicaid who might not otherwise receive care, but we actually talked about Cool Smiles and how they were sued and for not taking great care of the children, for holding them down and doing things that maybe weren't needed. And, it really comes down to we need to figure out a way to pay the dentists, the dental office, enough to take care of folks. And my plan, I think I mentioned this several weeks ago, for this would be if everybody had to share in the cost. So let's say if I'm doing 10% of my practice is Medicaid, well, my bank ought to have to give me a 10% discount on my business loan. My dental equipment, my supplier where I buy my filling material and I buy my cotton and I buy my anesthetic ought to have to give me 10% discount. My employees ought to have to work for 10% less. If you spread it out over all of that, the dental lab, employees, my landlord ought to have to, take 10% less. If we could do that, then I bet you that we could afford to treat folks. But you can't just put it all on like one person or one business owner. I mean, does Dairy Queen ever ask to, work for 40% less than they would normally charge for their product? Does Kroger ever ask to work for 40% less than they would charge for their product? No. But for some reason, we think it's okay, or the government thinks it's okay to ask dentists to work for 40% less. And you can't do that because the overhead for dental office is at least 70%. So if you're working for 60% of your normal price, you're losing 10%. You're having to take money out of your pocket just to treat these people. So that can't go on. Now some of the other things related to this story are the corporate dental offices. You've got here's the story. In this very story, it says Aspen Dental is facing a class action lawsuit. We call that corporate dentistry. These offices that spring up where they have, offices all over the country. And it's these models. It's not even a model. It's just somebody's figured out a way to kind of take advantage of the system, I'm thinking. Anyway, like I said, I'm having trouble getting everything in here. We have three more. No, we have five more to go to get all 12 in, so I guess I better go to a break now. And when we come back, I'll try to talk fast.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch. Dr.
Kavitko. Hi, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right, using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko
and Associates. I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all again.
All right, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We're doing the top 12 dental stories of 2012. And the next one is Discount Dental Clubs, How to Save at the Dentist. This was an ABC News story. And actually, we actually covered this one a few minutes ago about the kind of these clubs or just a group of folks that are saying, hey, we'll get you discounted this dentist or that. So I don't think we even have to go into that one anymore. This one's kind of cool, though. The number 9, new dentist drill replaces the buzzing with ballads. This is a CNET news story. It says an enterprising Indonesian dentist, Dani Gustiani, modifies a standard dental drill to emit far more pleasant sounds than the standard ominous high-pitched whine. In fact, this one's so cool, I may try to get him on the show. But basically, it says the idea behind it, it's a musical drill. The dentist is from Java, Indonesia. He modified a regular drill to play MP3s instead of its usual high-pitched buzzing. The drill even takes requests. Now, it has colored lights on it, and he spent about $595 on the instrument, which he created especially to calm younger patients. And in various studies, kids wisely identify the drill as public enemy number one at the dental office. In addition to being configured to play tunes, the drill features flashing lights and a cute little rubber toy that can be placed on the drill's head. The patient will hear the music louder when they open their mouths compared to when they close their mouths. This is a quote from the Daily Mail, or quoting Dr. Gustiani. Dr. Gustiani presented his singing device at the International Dental Congress in Greece earlier this year. So as long as patients can resist the urge to chair dance, it's hopefully will end up in more dental offices. And so I'm really, you know, have to see, because I don't know if it's just playing music. I know that we had that thing out in Marysville where they had put carved into the cement, they carved these lines so that when a car would drive at 35 miles an hour, it would do the William Tell Overture. That thing. And they've since paved it over because you had all these cars going at the same time. And one at a time would have been fun, but you got too many and it was like the noise for the people. But anyway, that one's pretty neat. And then we have the 10th story is a New York Times story. New tooth made to order in under an hour. New technology allows dentists to create a crown with computer-assisted design and computer-aided manufacturing while the patient waits. The result is a ceramic crown that can be glued in place in under an hour. This is known as Cerex, C-E-R-E-C. Honestly, there's another competitor out there called Square D, and the technologies are almost similar now. The newest version of Cerex, which we've had in the office for, I don't know, 7 years now, they have a new one coming out, which I have on order. They had 1,000 orders for this thing, and they'd only built 250 when they launched it. And it's the same day crown. It's pretty cool. we scan the tooth. Instead of taking an impression, we just take pictures of it, and the pictures go into the computer milling, the computer design machine. We design the crown, make sure it looks like it'll floss well, and then we send that information to a milling machine, wirelessly, by the way, in another room. It's weird because my cell phone doesn't work in my own office, but the wireless information from my acquisition unit of my same-day crown machine will communicate with the milling machine in the other room. I don't know how that works because my cell phone won't. But anyway, and that, although that's been around for a while, it's still only about 20 to 23% of dentists nationally have the device. And a lot of times the people that don't have it are the ones that can criticize it. But anyway, it's really cool. The tolerances are great, and I love the thing. Whenever we can use it, we do. Can't use it in every tooth, but we do. Okay, so we have two more to go, but it looks like now would be a good time to take our final break of the show. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch. Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes and then they take away your teeth too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita Sunny 95.
You wanna know how to make me smile, take control on me just for the night. If I share my
All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Today we are doing the top 12 dental stories of 2012. And if before I forget, let me wish everybody a happy new year. Have a safe new year because tomorrow is New Year's Eve, right? Yeah, tomorrow's New Year's Eve. My office is open. We're open from 8 to 3, but we figured, you know, that's not really the Holiday Inn. If we end at 3, people have a chance to go home and get ready to party, I guess. Okay, so we have two more of the top 12 stories to go over. One is called, and this was an employee benefit news story, it's health overhaul to move ahead in states. Under the Affordable Care Act, most Americans must have health insurance by 2014. In order to cope with rising health costs, states will be required to set up online health exchanges. All right. Well, that must be what Obamacare is really called, the Affordable Care Act. Okay. Now I know. But you might remember that in our state, our governor has decided not to set up a state plan, but rather let the we're going to follow whatever the federal government comes up with. And by the way, this story was originally by Bloomberg News Service. It was November 7th of 2012. So, okay, so the because President Obama got reelected, the overhaul of the U.S. healthcare system will move ahead in all 50 states with or without the cooperation of their governors. State officials who held off implementing some aspects of the 2010 Affordable Care Act now face pressure to make decisions almost immediately. And back in November when this was written, they had 9 days to decide whether they were going to set up their own state plan or follow whatever the feds did. And we are going to follow whatever the feds come up with. And keep in mind what I said about, you know, employers, it's kind of looking like employers are going to be just not renewing their health plans because it's going to be cheaper for them to not. We'll have to see if that happens. We don't really know yet, but I guess we'll just have to see. It says governors who don't meet the Obama administration's deadline will see the federal government set up exchanges in their states that will decide which insurers can sell plans to their citizens. The federal exchange will also control enrollment of low-income people into state Medicaid programs. And it says we still haven't seen proposed regulations in a couple of critical areas. This is a quote by Alyssa Fox, Senior Vice President for Lobbying and Policy Development at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association in Washington, a trade association for 38 state Blue Cross and Blue Shield insurance companies. What the states have to do and what the plans have to do in designing and having products ready for market, a huge undertaking has to happen, she said. So there's a lot of work to be done, and who knows how this is going to shake out. But the one thing I do know, and that is dentistry is almost completely absent from the Affordable Care Act, except for some care for children. And to me, that's a travesty. I don't understand it. I don't know why it's like that. I'll tell you that, and I've said this before, that we seem to treat the human body like a headless horseman. Everything's covered from the neck down. So vision isn't covered under health insurance. Dental's not covered under health insurance. Mental health is not covered under health insurance in a lot of cases. And yet, and these people that go and shoot up a school, like what just happened at Sandy Hook Elementary, they're typically mentally, they have a problem. They're bipolar, they have mental illness, and they need help, and they're not getting it. So I'd like to see dental insurance, vision insurance just go away and have it all be health insurance and have everything covered. It's all one human body. That would be my goal and my wish. So, okay, and then let's move on to number 12. And number 12 is John Lennon's molar to help fight oral cancer. This was an ABC News report. And it says, Tony Gedge is using the image of John Lennon to encourage people from all over the world to walk into the dental office and undergo a simple 10-minute check for oral cancer. And I'm trying to think. I don't think John Lennon died of oral cancer. No, he didn't die. John Lennon was the one that was shot. So I'm not sure what the connection there is, but let's see what we can find out. I think it's neat, but because oral cancer, kills as many people as died in the Vietnam War, almost. About 53,000 soldiers were killed in Vietnam from like 1958 to 1973, and every year about 33 to 36,000 people die of oral cancer. And that's a big number. I mean, it's a lot of folks. And my sister-in-law's dad died of oral cancer, and it's not a pleasant way to go. So, okay, this was Nick Schifrin wrote this. It's from London, November 2nd of 2012, and it was covered by ABC News with Diane Sawyer. Imagine there's no oral cancer. It's hard to do. You may say, I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. So basically, they rewrote John Lennon's lyrics, and Tony Gedge has made it his life's work to reduce the rates of oral cancer in his native Britain, and now he has enlisted the former Beatle to help inspire Brits to walk into the dentist and receive the simple 10-minute-long test. Here's a connection. Specifically, he's turned to one of John Lennon's molars. And I remember reporting a story where one of his teeth was sold at auction, and it had belonged to his housekeeper. And after several years, she gave it to her son or something, and he sold it. But anyway, that is that's the 12th top story, is using John Lennon's song Imagine to try to quell the incidence of oral cancer, at least in Britain, and hopefully around the world. You just have to, it's very simple. We can look in your mouth and we can see change. We have a thing called Velscope, which allows us to visualize tissue changes many, many months earlier than you could with the naked eye, because it allows us to get down to the basement cell, the cell membrane. And, there's some debate about whether how useful it is, but I'll tell you what, anything that we can do to prevent that disease is a good thing, because if you've ever seen anybody live through the disease, it is very, very, it's awful. It's just absolutely awful. My sister-in-law's dad, who was a patient of mine, by the way, and who I had encouraged to stop smoking, and he just kind of laughed because he figured it would never happen to him, and he just kept doing it. He had to have part of his tongue removed. He had to have part of his jaw removed. He could barely open what little mouth he had left towards the end. He wouldn't go to lunch or breakfast with his grandkids because he didn't want them to see him have to try to chew. Very, very sad. We all love our grandkids, those of us who have them, and you just want to spend as much time with them as you can, and you just can't if you've had oral cancer. Okay, well, sorry to end on such a sad note, but our time is up. Thank you so much for listening. Please tune in next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 o'clock here on Sunday 95. Go out and have a great new year. See you next year.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.